Praise his name.
Amen. Let's stand together if you'd like. Let's just bow our heads. We open the service. Lord and Savior, how wonderful you are to us, oh God. Father, we come here tonight with a little fire burning in our hearts, Lord. It's a little simple Thursday night service, Father, but you promised you'd be here, and that's an event, Lord. Oh God, anytime we can come around, gather around your word, and Lord, have your spirit come down and strengthen us. What an opportunity. Lord, bless each and every one that's gathered, Lord. Meet their individual needs. Lord, bless the little song service, Father, in every phase. Lord, may you just get the glory and honor we ask in your precious name. The Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. Do you love him tonight?
Amen.
Are you sure? Amen. You may be seated. It's wonderful. Praise his name. Turn to our capstone books, if you would. Page 69. Amen. Jesus, sign my pardon. Amen. I was in sin's prison, oh, so dark and cold. Just a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. But the door swung open, Jesus spoke to me. I have signed your pardon, you may now go free. Oh, Jesus, sign my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary, oh, life is now worth living since I've been set free. I'm so glad he was willing. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, now I have a mansion, not a prison wall. Jesus signed my pardon, yes, he paid it all. Oh, Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I'll give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon, amen, hallelujah. Sing that last verse again. Oh, life is now worth living since I have been set free. I'm so glad he was willing, amen, to save a wretch like me. Now I have a mansion, not a prison wall. Jesus signed my pardon, yes, he has paid it all. Amen. Oh, Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I'll give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary. Amen. Has he signed your pardon?
Amen.
A greater question, have you accepted him? Amen. Praise his holy name. Page 19. Turn over to there. Amen. Kneel at the cross. Amen. You want anything from me, saints? Amen.
Kneel at the cross. Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. kneel at the cross. Holy, every care, oh, kneel at the cross. Jesus will be if your idols are look unto realms above, turn not away to life's lurking cup, trust only in his love. Amen. Oh, kneel at the cross. Every care, oh, kneel at the cross. Jesus will be here.
Amen. Oh, that's a promise, saints. He'll back it up. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. Page 43.
Was a dark and stormy night on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples were so fearful of the fury of the sea. Out upon the raging waters walked the blessed Lord of life. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
praise his holy name. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he
goes,
as he walked the dusty wayside on his way. Mighty was the crowd that pressed him, hungry for the living bread. I must touch, oh hallelujah, I must touch him or I'll die. She reached out and touched the Lord as he as he, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, you'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Oh, saints, anything in your heart you need, don't ever forget. Just reach out. Amen. He's just waiting to meet every need, saints. Every need on your heart. He's so wonderful. Praise his holy name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up? Praise his name. That's the blessing, if you will.
We're so thankful for everything you've done for us. Pray you'll take preeminence in everything you say and do, and have thine own way. Bless the service. Bless us all for collecting your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Let the Lord have his way. Praise his name. Let the Lord have his way in your heart every day. There's no peace, there's no rest until the Lord has his way. Put your life in his hand, oh, rest secure in his plan. Let the Lord have his way. Oh, let the Lord, oh, glory his way in your heart every day. There's no peace, there's no rest until the Lord has his way. Something on your heart you'd like to ask him for. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Kevin Gensel, would you like to take the request?
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace in our lives. The wonderful day we have, Lord, walking with you in fellowship today. We just thank you for all the many blessings we see in our lives.
Yes.
Lord, as we come tonight, you know each prayer request on their hearts. We just ask you, Lord, just to meet those requests. Pray for our brother tonight as he brings forth the word, Lord. May we be hungry. Lord, just asking for revelation, something to help us and strengthen us in our walk with thee.
Yes.
Just bless the remainder of the service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Did you have a song tonight, Karen? You come.
Before there was a fin on a fish's back, there had to be water so he could swim. And before a beautiful tree could grow, there had to be an earth to grow in. And before this grass could start, there had to be a great creator. And before your heart could hunger for God, there had to be a God to answer. I've got a longing in my heart. It's a craving I can't stop. The deep is calling out to the deep. Sometimes I just have to cry when it pulls so hard. When the deep calls out, there's a deep that will respond. If there isn't a new Jerusalem, then tell me, why does my heart long? Why does our bodies cry and ache if we don't have a new one that is strong? And why does this old earth tremble and shake if the new world isn't on the way? And if the coming of the Lord isn't very soon, why is everything winding up this way? I've got a longing in my heart. It's a craving I can't stop. The deep is calling out to the deep. Sometimes I just have to cry when it pulls so hard down deep inside. When the deep calls out, there's a deep that will respond.
Amen. So thankful for that deep inside. Amen. Let's stand together if you'd like and sing "Only Believe" as we ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
You believe by God's mercy and His grace. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's such another grand privilege to be here this evening. Lord, just to feel the sweetness of Your Holy Spirit. And Father, even knowing how mindful You've been of Your people all down through time. That Lord, even when it comes to the time when there'd only be two or three gathered together, You promised in their midst You would be. And we greatly appreciate it, Lord. It's such a wonderful blessing. I don't know of another place I'd rather be than, Lord, sitting under the Word tonight and just listening to Your Word and asking You to open my heart to the Word. Lord, to make it more real, something that would strengthen and encourage our hearts, Lord, and cause us to press on just a little harder. So we pray now that you would just bless us tonight and just open our hearts, Lord. If our hearts ain't open, we ask that you would open it. That, Lord, your word would come down inside and have a good place, a good ground to land in and to grow and to bring forth life. So we pray now thy will be done. We wait on you to speak to our hearts through the word in this little service. In your holy name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Are you really glad to be here?
Amen.
Amen. And are you really glad you believe?
Amen.
I am really glad I believe by his grace and mercy. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to read a little lengthy scripture, but we truly honor God's word and respect it. Like I said, I don't want you to stand up that long, and we won't hold you too long tonight. Just was kind of waiting this afternoon and because I definitely didn't want to go into my message for Sunday. I had just too many missing, and I don't want to. I sure don't want anybody to miss anything that I read. But I want you to just listen a little something tonight, and maybe you'll find a little blessing in it, and a little bit of strength and encouragement. But we'll just title the little message tonight, The Chosen Few. And you don't have to put this on the internet, brothers, don't worry about that. But anyhow, Matthew 22 is where we're going to begin to read, if you want to turn with me. Matthew 22nd chapter. Excuse me. It's such a privilege to serve the Lord. Amen. And to have that mercy and grace in your life where you have that love in your heart for the Lord. Amen. Such a blessing. And it's a blessing to have burning in your heart that you want to do everything that pleases him. That's another blessing. Amen. But let's think about this now. Let's go on. First verse, 22nd chapter, book of Matthew. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, excuse me, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king. Oh, I know a certain king. Amen. Which made a marriage for his son. I can't help but to think about our Lord Jesus Christ and the little bride, you know. And sent forth his servants, our servants as ministers, to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. Now, what's a dinner for? To eat. And when you eat, you what? Partake. Is that right? All right. I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it. You see, they didn't think it was very important, you see. They just made light of it, say, oh, well, you know, this ain't no big deal. And went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. So the earthly things was more important. The earthly and material things, much more important. They made light of being invited to this great marriage. But other things meant more to them. So he says, and the remnant took his servants, all right, now it's not bride, okay, remnant, and they entreated them spitefully and slew them. Yeah. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. Go to all the world and preach the gospel. Instructions was given. And as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. Yeah. Some won't never live it. Some won't never do what God wants done. But yet, they were bidden, and many come. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. You know, some just can't figure out why they can't come in, can't come into Christ, and can't get things right and in order, you know, and be a part of this great event. They become speechless, just can't figure things out. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. I remember he sent his servants out and bid them to come. So, many came. Many came. And you can't help but to think of the many that has came with the great invitation that was given through Christ, using that prophet of this age. How they were bidden to come, and many still come. Many were called to come, but just a few were chosen. And I can't help but to think about this few that are chosen. There's been such a few that God placed on this earth that has given a great experience. A great experience that not very many will ever experience. You know, I was thinking about that song sister sang, you know, that deep call into the deep. Do you realize how few there is that really experiences that really true deep call into the deep and then has, by grace, finds the finds the satisfying portion and finds out what was calling them. It's such a few. And here we are going through a time where it may seem like at times the word just keeps getting hotter and hotter and hotter. It may seem at times that the word has just come to the point that, you know, do I keep pressing on or I just give up? You know, some may think that way. And it may seem to some that, and begin to think, oh, this is going to get impossible. I see it coming. I see it coming. I see it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I see it coming. You know? But yet God gave a few chosen people. Regardless of what he does with his word, there's something about there's a challenge burning on the inside. And they know within themselves they can't do it. They know within themselves it is impossible for them to do it. It's impossible for them to meet the challenge of the hour. The challenge that God places out there and gives forth to people, and the prophet talked about those things, and yet there's something on the inside, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. There's something on the side, I've been chosen for this. I've been chosen for this. I've been chosen for this. It is not impossible. God sent me for this. He chose me for this. I'm elected to this, you see. But it's just a few that have that. Such a few. Such a few. These are such a special people, saints. These few people have something that's so great on the inside. That when God places his word out there, they just can't help but to love it. though they may have found themselves, they fell short and they made a mistake or they'd done wrong or something like that, yet through all that, they know the blood of Jesus Christ is there to cover them. They know it's there to take care of those things they did wrong in the past and maybe things they may still get tripped up on here and there. But yet there's something so special about these people. They're so different from so many millions of people. And yet they're so few. They're strange. They have such a different way of living. They have such a different way of what they desire in life. They're a special people and such a few people that, yeah, the things of the world doesn't appetize them. There's nothing about it that really satisfies them. There's only one thing that satisfies them, and that's Jesus Christ, the Word, and Him living in their life. That's the only satisfying portion they can find. And it's what makes them happy. It's what makes them have joy and peace. It's just something about it. They're special people. Out of the millions of people, it's just a little handful that experiences this. As I said a moment ago, not very many get to experience it. Many are called to it, but only a few are chosen to really get the reality of it. Only few really have something in their heart to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The rest of the millions and millions and millions, they might hear it and 10 minutes later forget it. There's just nothing to it. There's nothing that registers. It's just, and yet, they was invited in. But some will just never do it. They wasn't chosen for that. But there is a few, I repeat, that was chosen to all these glorious things that God has given to them. And they really enjoy it. It's not a burden. They really enjoy serving the Lord. And though it may not be the easier way, it's often the harder way for flesh. But they enjoy it. It's just something about it. They can't live without it. It's just so great to them, you see? But it's just a few. Such a few. Not very many have it, you see. In Matthew 7th chapter, let's read the 13-14 verse. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate. You've heard this many times. I've read it many times. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way. Now, I think you'll realize that, or you should realize that, anything that's broad and wide is easier to get through. You know, you might take you might set up a corral for horses or cattle coming in. And you know, if you only got a little, maybe 4 foot wide gate, you know, it's hard to get through that. And it takes time to press through that. It takes a lot more work. There's a lot more strain to it. There's a lot more stress to try to get everything through that narrow gate. But when it's wide, my, it just flows. Mine, it's easy. Just, my, you can get hundreds and thousands in at a time, you know, because it's wide and it's broad, okay? For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth or pulls you to perish, destruction. It's easy that way. And a lot of them can go in fast. Yeah. And it's so easy. And you don't have to even wait. Being wide and broad, there's no waiting. You can just easily slide on in. Yeah. There's no suffering. Just slide right on in. So easy. It's so easy on flesh. It's so easy for carnal senses. There's no pressure to it. Yeah. that leadeth to destruction. So it's wide, it's easy. There's all access to it. That leadeth to destruction or to perish. Burn in hell. It's easy to get there. It's very easy to get into hell. So easy. And many there be which go in thereat. Many. Because it's so easy. Yeah. There's no pressure on somebody pushing you when you want to smoke cigarettes, drink booze, run with women. Yeah, it's easy. It's easy access to it. It's easy to get to. Yeah. No problem. It's everywhere. Sin's everywhere. But the righteous ain't hardly anywhere. God's ways is not very many places. What God desires is not very many places. But sin's everywhere. Everywhere you go, on the job, down the road, in the stores, it's everywhere. Sin is so easy. There's such a great access to it. Yeah. But there's less access to the way the footsteps of the righteous go. It's very narrow. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Narrow is the way. There's more suffering to it. It's harder to get in. It takes pressing. That's why Paul said, I press toward the mark and the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. You got to press. There's no pressing to a sinner to go out in all that filth. They have fun, they call it. And as I said, it's so easy to access. Yeah. It's so much easier to go out and find sinner friends than there is to find Christ-like friends. Because the sinner friends outnumber the Christian friends a long ways. It's easier to find just ungodly, filthy friends. Friends that will act like they're your friend when really they're not. It's easy to find them. It's easy to find friends that will draw you into flesh, carnality, joking, carnal ways, partaking of the world. It's so easy to find them kind of friends. It's a lot harder to find friends in Christ. Must be a reason for me to speak these things tonight. I don't know really why, but I just know when I was getting ready, all of a sudden this came to me, all these scriptures. So I just went in and started getting them gathered up. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that finds it. Few. There's not a great access to it, like there is everything else, flesh, carnality, the world, evilness, wickedness. It's not as great access to it. But as we sit here tonight, we have a great access to it. And it's not a church with 3,000 people in it. Just a few. But God always dealt with few. Not a lot. You remember Gideon? When God wanted his job done? Well, look at all the thousands of men he could have used to win that war. But God said, nope, I don't want it done that way because you might get glory in yourself. So he kept windling away and getting rid of them, pushing them aside. Finally, it got down to 300 men to fight an army that the camels were unnumbered. Yeah. My. And men, they could not count. Yeah. 300 men. But God still beat with 300 men. God isn't interested in a lot. He's always been interested in just a few. Look at Noah and Noah's time. Only 8 out of all the millions of people on the earth at that time. Only 8. By grace, found the plan of God. It makes me think of how many will really see understand the great plan of God in this last days of a message that he sent through a prophet. How many will really be able to understand? How many will really catch the reality of the message he sent? Oh my. Many are called to it. Many came into it and many are still in it. My friends, remember this. Only a few are chosen. Out of all the many, many that are in it and involved in it, it's only a few. Let's go on. He says here in Christ, Mr. God revealed. Now watch, he said, who do you say that I am? He's talking about Peter. He is asking the church, his 12. His 12 was the church at that time. Out of the millions of that day, he asked 12. His church. In millions in the days of Noah, he asked 8. And he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. See where 8 souls were saved. Talk about special. Wow. Now he said, I don't say there's going to be 8 saved now. Now, don't get that all wrong. I never said that. I don't know how many is to be going to be saved in that. He said, that's the last moment, the rapture, that little group. It'll be a small group. Yeah. He said, I'll tell you that. For straight is the gate and narrow is the way, but few there'll be that finds it. Really finds it. But when the great ransom body, now he's talking about all the elect down through the ages past gone on, the great ransom body through all ages come up, then that's going to be a great throne there. See, Revelation 7 expresses it. Great number, see. Which no man could number, through all the ages has come up. Them that's walked in the light of the Bible as far as it was revealed to them. At that time, he's talking about. And now we know that Wesley had more light than Luther did. We know Pentecost outshined Wesley. Certainly it does. Because it just gradually let loose as it did down through the prophets and so forth, till it was perfectly made known, the Godhead bodily in Christ, which is this time. And now the Christ in the church is just being made known. The whole thing is the revelation of God to take Eve back to her right position again with her husband. Notice, and God is the husband of the church, and the church is his bride. Now Peter, when he called, Peter said, thou art the Christ. So when the Lord Jesus called, Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now watch, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona says, which means son of Jonah. Blessed art thou, for flesh and blood never revealed this to you. You never learned it from some school, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed it to you. Notice what he said to him, upon this rock. That's Peter, the predestinated seed of God. Remember, it's just a chosen few. The predestinated seed of God that has received this light. Received the light of it, not just received a message. Received the light of the message. Okay? And given the keys to the kingdom upon this rock. Receive what? The light of the message came. And given the keys of the kingdom upon this rock of revelation, who Jesus Christ is, he is the full manifested God. Upon this rock, not a Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and him being the second person, but upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will never shake it down, never prevail against it. I'll build my church upon this rock, a revelation of Jesus Christ. Look, Christ in you makes him, we talked about this last week or a couple weeks ago, Christ in you makes him the center of life, of the revelation. That's what the little bride, the chosen few, has been receiving, you see. And if she hasn't yet, she will. Okay? Christ's life in you makes him the center of the revelation. Christ in the Bible makes the Bible complete revelation of Christ. Christ in you makes you the complete revelation of the whole thing. Christ in you makes you the whole revelation. All right, the complete revelation of the whole thing. And God is trying to, it's what God's trying to do. He says, what is the new birth then? You'd say, well, Brother Branham, what is the new birth? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. That's the chosen few. Amen. See, not join a church, or you shook a hand, or you done something different. You said a creed, no. Promise to live by a code of rules. But Christ, the Bible, he is the word that was revealed to you. And no matter what anybody says, what takes place, it's Christ. Pastor, priest, whatever it might be, it's Christ in you. That's the revelation that the church was built upon. Again, it's not very many. But there is a people that's built upon that revelation. Christ in them. Now, it's very few, I repeat. It'll be very few that really, that this word will be, I'll say it this way, effective to. They receive and become. They become exactly what God said they would be in the last day. Now, there'd be many be called to it and investigate it. Many will come and long to be as it is. There will be many that come along and be one to be one of them. But they'll be speechless. They can't understand. Why? Why can't I? Why can't I come to this? Why can't I be what the preacher's always talking about? Why can't I be what that prophet said? Why can't I be what the scripture said I would be in this last day? They'll be speechless. I have no answer for it. They're all trying to figure it out. But there's a chosen few that will know exactly what's going on, what God requires, what his desire is, and have been placed something placed very special inside of them to do everything he wants done. And life, material things, farms, merchandise, all these things earthly, they walk away from it. It doesn't mean anything. It'll hold no value to it. It'll be much more important to them to serve their husband, their Lord Jesus Christ. See? Special people. Very few. Very few. Once more, message once more, November 17, 1963. Like I said, I won't hold you very much long. I'm about done. Paragraph 152. Jesus even said, as it was in the days of Noah, wherein eight souls were saved by water, so shall be at the coming of the Son of Man. All this you see walking on the street is cannon fodder. You ever thought about that when you're walking in a big crowd and just filth everywhere? Naked people, people smoking, drinking, cursing, carrying on. It's atomic fodder. He said, that's atomic fodder. Only laid there for judgment. But there's a lot more of them. Broad is the way. It was easy for him to get there. No suffering for the flesh. Very easy. It's so easy. And many, many have found it. And perish they will. The rapture comes. There will be a scarce few. The rapture comes. There will be a scarce few. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. You have to suffer to get in there. Even our Lord Jesus Christ suffered. Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy for senses. It's not easy for flesh at all. The flesh would rather do things that's fun, entertaining, enjoying. It's what flesh likes. And it's easy to find. Especially in this country. It's so easy. I repeat. But it's not easy to come in here and sit and let the word chop you to pieces and hear God tell you through his word, he wants all of you. All of you. Body, soul, mind, spirit, and strength. He wants every bit of what you are. It's not easy. It's not easy. But thank God he gives those people a desire to overcome the flesh. What the flesh would desire. Strange to other people? Yes, they're strange. There ain't very many of them. That's why they seem so odd. Because they don't rarely see that. They're strange, oddballs, crazy people. You see? Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, but few they be that find it. So few. For broad is the road that leads to destruction. Like coming to service tonight, you know. It may not have been easy to come. Maybe he was tired. Maybe he was a little weary. Maybe he was just a little frustrated with something. And maybe it wouldn't have been the easiest thing. It might have been so much easier to go out on the porch and sit. Maybe to go through a line in the lake and fish. Play with the grandkids. It had been so much easier and so much more fun. There's a lot of them finds that. And they will perish. But few there is that really desires to sit under a hot sun and suffer. Few. Very few. For broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many there be that go in thereof. Not all that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter therein. But the one that doeth the will of my Father. That's the ones that goes in. See? Not saying, Lord. And they have their fine prayers and their revivals and so forth. No. But he that does the will of the Father. Oh, I hear somebody say, now wait a minute, Brother Branham, we have revivals. Yep, that's right. That's right. We have revivals. What do we have? It's a denominational revival. See, if we can't get some more in the church, then this, that, and the other. And we're having another great revival too. We're taking all the churches into one, the council of churches. Yeah, getting farther and farther away from God's word all the time. Uniting? Yes, uniting. How can two walk together except they be agreed? But it's broad to walk with people who disagree with the truth. And many you can find. Many's involved in it, but don't want all the truth. A lot of them. But you don't find very many in the straight and narrow way that wants all of it. How can two walk together except they be agreed? How are we going to walk with people who deny the very resurrection of Christ? How can we walk with people who said the days of miracles is past? How can I walk with somebody that said you wasn't born with two souls? Or anything else they take away from God's word. How can I walk with them? I can't. Maybe other people can. But the way I take that I can't, there ain't very many people that goes that way. But there's a lot of them that goes the other way. Yeah. You are a separated people by the Holy Ghost. The world wants today, what the world is wanting today is these mixers. They want somebody who can walk around and fellowship with, and the world fellowship with, and the people, and get a lot of members, and have a social organization. But when the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul, God is a separator, not a mixer. He's a separator. But it's such a few. Such a few. Oh, it's so few. But there's a lot of mixers that wants to mix creeds with the word. Their ideas with the word. There's a lot of them that wants to mix it. But to little bride, it's very few. Jehovah Jireh, I'm closing on this. You sisters, come up to the if you want to, please. Jehovah Jireh, number 3, April 4th, 1964, paragraph 139, beginning. And the beauty part of it is so close at hand. We see all the signs sitting right. Won't be long now, one of these mornings will be changed. Oh my. But remember, it will only come to that royal seat alone. The coming of Jesus will be so secret. The rest of the people will know nothing about it. Do you know? They probably won't be too many. As it was in the days of Noah, wherein 8 souls were saved by water, so shall be in the coming of the Son of Man. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. But few they be that find it. You see, there will be millions there. All through the ages redeemed, sure. But that rapturing place is where we're standing now. What will take place one of these days? They're going to say, now you know, here we are over in the tribulation period. I thought the church was to rapture up before the tribulation period. Talk about people that will miss the rapture and they'll be in tribulation. That's the truth. Not the church. She's redeemed. She has nothing to be purified by. The church don't. Has nothing to be purified by now. She's already pure. The Holy Spirit has come in her. Now he's talking about the bride. The Holy Spirit has come into her and purified her and took away all the filth and gum of the world. Oh. And she believes that word and becomes part of it. That's right. Without the Holy Spirit, nothing doing, see? It's the bride comes out of the church. And there she that's called the remnant of the woman's seed is left to go through the tribulation period. The bride don't go through the tribulation period. She's already purified. She's gotten received. Oh, she's been washed by the washing of the water of the Word. She's been purified by the Holy Ghost being in her. Yes. She's that chosen few people that has a whole different outlook in life. She looks at things so much different than even so-called Christians, the way they look at things. And she cannot be understood. And oftentimes she's misunderstood, just like our Lord Jesus was. And that little wife of his is oftentimes misunderstood. They can't figure it out. Why doesn't this maybe bother her? Why doesn't this? Why don't she go do this? Why don't she go have fun over here? Why don't she go do these pleasures? Everybody else does. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Why don't they go do this? Different people. Few, so few. Yeah, they, and people just can't figure them out. Why are they different? Why do they want to do this? Why won't they go do this and that? Not a thing wrong with it. Why not go over at this place and be partaker of that? Why not? People can't figure it out. So few. But it's just like the rest of them all down through the Bible. They couldn't figure Noah out either. They couldn't figure Moses out. They couldn't figure Elijah out. Nope. They couldn't figure out none of those men. They couldn't figure Gideon out. No. Only the chosen few understood. Only the chosen few knew what was going on. Just like we sit in this building, time after time, and we hear the word come forth, only the chosen few understand what's going on. Only the chosen few will one day be secretly caught up. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, go on up with the Lord Jesus. Only they will know. Friends, make sure you're one of them. It's of the chosen few. There won't be very many of us. So make sure if there's a deep call into the deep, you better respond. Because if there's something calling, God must have something for you. Yes. Go ahead and get involved in this life. Get swallowed with it. Get swallowed up with homes. Get swallowed up with jobs. Get swallowed up with entertainment and pleasures. Go ahead. That's easy. That's easy. But it may not be easy sometime when everybody else wants to do something. And on the inside, something said, don't do it. Don't go. Don't go. And all the time, you'd sure like to. And sometimes you may want, why? Why, Lord? Why? Know ye not, son? That you are a temple of the Holy Ghost. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Yes, Lord. Thank you for reminding me. Thank you, Lord. All those types was given to us. Look what Moses walked away from. all the easy things for flesh. Nice things. So nice. Nice clothing. The best of food to eat. Servants. Couldn't have any better. But he walked away from all of it. My. By seeing and understanding the one that was invisible. My. What do you see? What pulls on your heart today? May God deal with you in a great way. Amen. Let us all stand. Maybe there's one little sheep that needed that tonight. I don't know. But I trust that we all have gotten something out of it. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for your precious word. Lord, we've come to a time, and Lord, before your appearing, that the Word of God must be made alive and real. The meaning of it must be made a reality. It's no longer just scriptures, and it's no longer just words, but it must be manifested. And we're in that manifesting time, Lord, where everything must be exactly what you said. I'm asking, Lord, a special prayer for each one of the people here tonight. And Lord, those that may have wanted to be here tonight and couldn't be here, but Lord, all those that you've seen your great mind, that Lord Jesus, you'll do something special in our hearts to cause us to all come together and gel together in our hearts. That we can see a greater reality of the purpose we've been sent here for. Yes, Lord, we see that as a human being, many of us have become so tangled up in the affairs of this life. And Lord, your word warned us not to do that. The warfares of life and all these different things that goes on, so involved in it. Sometimes many get so involved in the news of this and the news of that and all the many things that's going on around them. They want to be involved in people at their work and be friends with them and be all kinds of involvement with them and do things with them. But Lord, what have we been sent here for? Can this nation, can this people see you alive in us, that we're different? Because this chosen people was going to be so different from the rest of the world. They would do things differently. They would talk differently. They would act differently. Lord, help us to be one of them. And anything, Lord, that needs crucified and mortified away from us, let us find that, Lord, that place in our life. That the only thing left will be you. That we can also say, I know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Lord, all this word has to become real and alive. Grant it to our hearts and our lives. Go with us now, we ask. Keep us safe again, Lord, and protect us. And bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. We ask it all for your glory and praise and honor. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Let's sing it, little chorus, longing. Longing for Jesus. Let's sing it. Longing. Longing for Jesus. I have a longing in my heart for Him, just to be near Him, to feel His presence. I have my heart for him. One more time. Longing, longing for Jesus. I've a longing in my heart for him. Just to be near him, to feel his presence. I have a longing in my heart for him. May our Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Thank you.